presenting Dick Cole and his thrilling adventures at Parr Military Academy.
We'll always be near to Parr. We'll praise her wherever we are. We'll cheer her each day with a hip hip hooray. It's a rule there's no school like Parr. We'll sing out our loyalty. We'll ring out with voices free. As we travel through life, we will follow our star. We'll always be near to Parr.
Attention, boys and girls. Today we bring you another eventful episode in the adventures of Dick Cole at Parr Military Academy. You've known Dick Cole, of course, for a long time, because you've met him often in Blue Bolt magazine and Foremost Comics. And now you meet him every week at this same time over this same station on the air. In just a moment, you'll hear from Dick Cole himself. But first, here's a special message for all of you. Here is Dick Cole himself, and I think he has something to tell you about today's story.
Hello, everybody. Have I got something to tell you? Oh, brother. You see, Laura Bradley, well, she and I, we're, well, I don't know just how to say it.
Suppose you let me say it, Dick.
Okay, Simba. Shoot.
Well, folks, I guess it's no secret that Dick Cole and Laura Bradley are, as the saying goes, just a little bit sweet on each other. And so the weekend of the formal dance at Parr, it didn't help matters when a pretty girl jumped out of the crowd of dames, threw her arms around Dick and squealed,
"Dick! Oh, you great big wonderful thing! Oh, it's just glorious to see you. That last letter you wrote me, it was simply super."
I guess you get the idea, all right. Better than I did, anyway. Because I'd never written to that girl. I'd never even seen her before. But do you suppose Laura would believe me? You're right. She wouldn't. Not until we solved the mystery. The touchiest one to, spring that I can remember. As we found out later, it all started with Sam Hocking and Bill Town, two third-year men at Parr.
Hi, Sam.
Hiya, Bill.
Say, you look down in the mouth. What's the trouble? Get a hot letter from your old man about your grades?
No, nothing like that. Just Dick Cole and Laura Bradley, that's all.
Oh.
So I'm talking and laughing together over by the chapel.
So what? Dick Cole and Laura together? That's not a very unusual sight around here.
Yeah, I know. That's just the trouble. Look, Bill, I got something to tell you. Laura Bradley, she's...
she's the girl of your dreams?
Never mind laughing about it. I got it, Bill, and I got it bad.
Do you want I should take your temperature?
Now, listen, you...
Ow, you big gorilla. Okay, I'll be good. In fact, I'll even be better than that.
You will, eh? Well, and talk fast.
How can I talk when you're breaking my arm?
Okay, I'll let go. Now, talk.
You remember my sister. You met her last year.
Sure. Yeah, smooth doll, classy pigeon.
Huh?
Only trouble is Laura's the one
I know. Spare me, please, my nerves. Listen,
I'm thinking we can queer Dick Cole with Laura. Yeah? How? Barbara, my sister.
I still don't see
just
what that...
Just keep your trap shut and I'll explain. Oh. Now look, the formal dance is only 2 weeks away.
I know that.
Mm-hmm. Of course you do. And you also know a whole flock of pigeons will be coming down here for the weekend and staying in Jackson Hall.
Yeah? Go on.
Well, I'll ask Barbara, see? Won't tell anybody she's my sister. But I'll tell her we want to play a joke on Dick Cole. She'll cooperate. I know I can count on her.
I'm listening.
And when the dolls arrive for the introductory tea Friday afternoon, I'll get Barbara to throw her arms around Dick and holler, "Oh, Dickie, Dickie, my dream man. That last letter from you, you sure were cooking on the front burner, kid."
Yeah, it might work.
See?
Ah, look, Dick could easily explain to Laura that he didn't know your sister.
You think Laura'd believe him?
I don't know why not.
Sam, my boy, I can see you don't know much about dames.
Look,
you ape. Laura won't listen to Dick long enough to believe him. She'll be off him for life. And then comes Sir Galahad to the rescue. Big, strong, funny-looking, and no brains.
You mean me.
Ouch. I take it back,
I'd mess you up, you twerp, if I didn't think you got a good idea there. Your sister, she's solid.
Thank you.
It ought to work. Already I'm enjoying how Dick Cole's going to look when she throws her arms around him.
Me too. That'll queer the great Cole, but good.
Oh. Well, are you all set for the big tea, Dick?
Oh, I guess so. Sure, Simba. Let's go. Funny thing. This tea gives me more butterflies than the last 100 yards of the half mile.
Yeah, I know. But don't worry. Laura will look after you.
Oh. Well, come on.
Yeah. You know, Dick, I caught a glimpse of some of the pigeons arriving at Jackson Hall this afternoon. A right sharp bunch they were.
There you go again. Uh-oh. Trying to make like a wolf, huh?
Who, me? Oh, no, sir. Not with this mug. Don't worry. I know the dame that falls for me has to be blind in one eye and can't see out of the other.
Now, Simba.
Remember, I don't even have a date for this formal.
Yes, I know. And I think you're making a mistake, fella. You should have let somebody get you one.
Oh, no, don't worry about me. I'll just watch the rest of you guys and thank my lucky stars there's no wren hopping around on my arm.
Okay. Have it your own way.
Brace yourself, kid. Here we are.
You know Miss Johnson, don't you?
But I declare.
Wow, this sure is it.
Yeah, you said it.
Say, where's Laura?
Hmm? Oh, I see her. Way over there in the corner. Who's she talking to? Oh, yeah, that's Sam Hawking.
I don't see her. Hey, there's a pigeon coming our way, and plenty classy.
Huh? Oh, you great big wonderful thing. It's just glorious to see you. That last letter you wrote me, it was simply super duper.
But I don't
I'm
know
going
you.
To kiss I... you, Dickie. I'm so glad to see you. That's what I'm going to do. Yes, sir, right here in front of everybody.
Say, what is this?
Look at Cole.
Aren't you glad to see me, Dick? Can't you even say hello, Barbara?
What? Well, yes, hello, Barbara. Gee, excuse me, please.
Hey, you know.
He's cute.
Laura, hi. Oh, gosh, am I glad to see you. Yes, sir. Well, here you are.
Yes, here I am. But I'm busy, as you can see, talking to Sam Hawking.
Sure, Dick. Fade away, huh?
That's right. Go talk to Barbara.
To Barbara? Laura, listen. I never saw that girl in my life before, honest. I don't know who she is or anything.
Oh, Dick, that last letter you wrote me, it was simply super duper.
But I never wrote to her. How could I? I didn't even know her name.
No? Then why did you say hello, Barbara?
Look, Laura, that was only after she told me
Dick
what her...
I've never been so humiliated in all my life. Right in front of the whole school, too.
Now, please, Laura. Oh, it must be... trick somebody's playing on me. I tell you, I never saw...
I don't care to hear any more of your excuses. I can see with my own eyes, can I? Now, would you please leave Sam and me alone?
Sure. Can't you see you're not wanted, old man?
That's right. And furthermore, I'm not going to the dance with you tomorrow night.
Laura!
Say, Laura, how about going with me?
Why, I'd love to, Sam.
Laura, listen.
I guess we'll just have to leave ourselves, Sam, since Mr. Cole isn't going to. Come along.
Well, sure, Laura.
Yes, sir.
Well, I'll be.
Well, Dick, how are you, my friend? Everything okay?
Oh, sure, sure. Everything's just fine. Simba, Laura thinks I know that girl and have been writing to her. She's broken her date with me to the dance.
Yeah? Well, I'm not exactly surprised. But, you know what I think?
Well, I know what I think.
Hmm?
I think somebody put that girl up to it.
Sure. Sure they did. Can't Laura see that?
She wouldn't even listen to me.
No? Well, then, we've got to find some way to make that Barbara Pigeon talk. Some good way. And Laura's got to hear it.
You're right there, but... Oh, but that's a tough one, Simba. How?
Yeah, how? Let me think.
Hey, Simba.
Yeah?
I think I've got it. Yeah, that ought to do it. Sure, listen. Listen to this one. If it's done right, it can't fail. No, sir, it just can't fail. Now, hold still for just a minute, Jack. And I'll put a little more of this powder on and make it look real good.
Gee, Mr. Cole, I feel like a dope.
Yeah, I know, Jack. But look, fella, I sure appreciate what you're doing for me. And you know, there wasn't anybody else. I just had to call on you. Hey, now hold still. There. Hey, now. How do you like your date now, Simba?
Those muscles sticking out of that evening dress. They're going to think I dated the lady bantamweight champion of the state.
Yeah. Oh, boy, it's a lucky thing that Jack here is kind of small.
Yeah.
Say, Simba, take a look.
Yeah?
Do you think that wig is going to stay on okay?
Oh, we'll try it, Jack. Give it a pat.
Okay. I guess it's all right.
Hey, there's one thing we forgot, Dick.
Well, what's that, Simba?
Jack's voice. It's not exactly girlish. What are we going to do about that?
Yes. Oh, well, that's easy. Jack, you've got a cold, see?
A cold?
Yeah, you shouted yourself hoarse at the game this afternoon.
Oh, I see. I mean, I see.
Good. Now, let's just rehearse everything quickly before we get you out of here. Your name is,
Mary Blaine.
That's right. You're Simba's unknown date. And while the girls are waiting for us in the big reception room over at Jackson Hall, you're going to pick out Bill Town's sister, Barbara.
Yes. And sit next to her as near as I can.
Yeah. And then you start talking about how you heard she's been chasing Dick Cole around, writing him letters and trying to cut out Laura with him.
Yeah, I know.
Well, if that doesn't do it, with Laura right in the room...
Oh, it'll do it. Mark my words. If Jack doesn't get found out. Remember, kid, make it good.
In just a moment, we'll go back to our story. But first, here's an important message for all of you.
Thank you.
Now, back to our story.
Now, Dick.
Yes, Simba?
We gotta sneak Jack out of here quick.
Yeah.
He's only got a few minutes to put on his act. And if we get caught...
I know. Only too well. Look, I'll climb out of the window, Simba.
Yeah.
And help him down. We can't let that wig or anything get messed up.
Okay. And I'll help him up.
That's right. Now. All's clear. Okay, Jack. Come on.
Yeah. I'm coming.
Now, take it easy, kid.
I will.
Fine. Now we can...
Hey, what's going on here? Who's the female impersonator?
Beat it, Jack. Quick. To the reception room. I'll take care of this. Good luck.
Yeah. I'll try my best.
Oh, hiya, Bill.
Hi.
Just a gag, that's all. Just a gag. Dressing up one of the... first formers like a dame. Just a gag.
Just a gag, yeah? Major Farr doesn't like gags at our formals. Maybe he'd like to hear about this one.
Oh, no. I'm sure he wouldn't. Why, he wouldn't be interested at all.
No?
No.
Well, suppose I just go and find out if he is.
I wouldn't do that if I were you, Bill.
You wouldn't, huh? Well, I guess you and I are just two different people. So long, Mr. Cole.
No, you don't. Sorry I have to do this, but you asked for it.
Oh, help! Help!
Now,
hey, what's the matter? That you, Bill? What's the trouble?
You keep help. Quiet, Bill. Quiet. Please.
Help, Sam! Help! Help me, Sam!
Gee, I don't know if I can do this. Those girls, I feel like they'll get on to me right away. Oh, Hank. Gee. I wish I could...
Why, hello.
Hello, Miss Bradley.
Oh, you know my name. I'm sorry. I don't believe I remember yours.
It's Mary Blaine.
You've got a cold, haven't you, Mary? You sound awfully hoarse.
Yes. A terrible cold.
God bless you.
Thanks.
Sorry about your cold. I know it's no fun when you come down to a dance.
No. It sure as heck isn't.
Mary, you sound like kind of a tomboy. I'll bet there are lots of boys in your family.
No. There are only two of us.
What?
Just my brother and Mary. Me. See?
Oh, I see. Mary, who's your date for the dance? Which boy?
It's Simba Carno.
Simba? I can hardly believe it. He's never had a date for the formal before. Mary, there's something I'd like to ask you.
Yes?
Is your name by any chance Jack Baines?
Oh, gee... Miss Bradley, how did you know?
Well, for one thing, I recognize your voice. And for another, you're a very, athletic girl.
Oh, gosh. Gee, I've spoiled it all.
What's the big idea, Jack?
It's...
A joke on Simba?
No. No, it's... a joke on Dick Cole.
On Dick Cole, huh? Well, in that case, maybe I can help you. We're almost here, so make it quick, Jack. Tell me all.
Well, you see... I'm supposed to be Simba's date, but I'm going to make a play for Dick.
Yes, go on. I like it so far.
And then if he falls for it...
You're going to take off that silly wig and show him who you really are.
That's right.
Well, I think that's grand, Jack. It'll be a wonderful joke on that conceited Dick Cole. So I'm going to help you.
Gee, Miss Bradley... Thanks.
Don't thank me. I feel like thanking you. Here, let me fix up your wig.
Yeah.
There. That's it. And this powder. A boy would put it on like that. Too much. Golly, you look pale as a ghost. I'll rub a little up. Now we're ready.
Fine. But gee, I'm kind of scared.
Don't be. Just keep your voice a little softer. Come along with me and I'll introduce you as, Mary Blaine.
So you won't stop yelling, eh, Bill?
Help.
It's too bad you don't leave me any choice.
Hey, what's going on down there?
Quick, Simba.
Yeah, I'm coming.
Listen, Simba, Bill saw me sneaking Jack out of here, and I think Sam Hocking's on the way. Here, I'll lift Bill up, and you grab him under the arms and pull him through the window.
Okay, push him up.
Hey, what's the matter, Bill? You all right? You're just getting into my pants. I'm coming.
Hurry, Simba. Grab him.
Yeah, I got him.
Now, here, all the way in with him.
Okay.
There. Now, pull him in the window.
Okay.
That's right. Good.
Hey, what's the trouble? What's going on here?
What? Oh, you mean Bill Town yelling for help?
It's just what I mean.
Just a little horseplay, that's all.
Yeah, then where is he?
Oh, well, he just ran off somewhere, I guess.
Oh, he did, eh?
Mm.
Your window, how come it's open?
The window?
Window.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, Simba and I, we like fresh air.
Well, that's funny. I kind of like it, too. How about me joining you in your room,
Well, say, that'd be all right, but the girls, they're waiting over at Jackson Hall, and Laura wouldn't like it if you're late, you know.
Help, Sam, help. I'm in here in Cole's room.
Okay, Sam. Now, what do you want to do? You want to fight it out right here and now? It's all right with me if you want to.
Yeah, but Laura...
That's right. Laura won't like it if I fix it so you turn up late, and maybe with a couple of shiners.
Okay. What's your deal?
My deal is that you get Bill Town to shut up for 5 minutes. Just 5 minutes. And then we'll let him go. I'm sorry I had to hit him. I didn't want to. But there wasn't anything else to do.
Well, okay. It's all a mystery to me, but I guess it's a deal.
5 minutes.
All right, 5 minutes. Hey, Bill.
Yeah?
I made a deal with Dick. You keep quiet on there for 5 minutes.
Okay, Sam. Okay, for 5 minutes, huh?
Right.
Oh, brother, when that's up, too bad, Dick Cole.
Doesn't she look just divine?
Oh, what a wonderful gown.
Girl, I want to present Miss Mary Blaine.
How do you do?
May I sit down here?
Oh, please do.
You're, that Barbara Town, aren't you?
Oh, no, I'm Sally Hopkins.
I'm Barbara Town. Why, honey, what's it to you?
Oh,
nothing. Oh, have you got a cold, Mary?
Yes. An awful cold.
Here, Mary, here's my hanky.
Oh, thanks. There.
Everything under control now, honey?
Oh, yes. Sure, you bet.
Yes, I bet. Well, then suppose you tell me why you called me that Barbara Town. Somehow I didn't like your tone.
Oh, nothing. Nothing? I just was thinking how you've been running after Dick Cole.
I've been running after Dick
Cole? Yes. I hear you've been writing him letters every week, even when he didn't answer them.
Why, this is ridiculous.
Yes. I just think...
Of course, a girl shouldn't. I'd never think of doing it.
I know. I think it's a very strange thing to do, the way she's been running after Mr. Cole.
Why, she even looked like a girl. You impersonate her.
Running after Dick Cole.
Oh, running after Dick Cole, huh? Well, you let me tell you this, you freak. I never saw him in my life before this weekend.
You never saw him before?
No. And what's more, I never heard of him before either.
Oh, that's what you say. But you threw your arms around him and kissed him.
Yes, I did, but it was just a joke, that's all. It wasn't anything but a joke. My brother put me up to it. He wanted to help out his roommate, Sam Hocking, who was a crush on... Oh, I shouldn't have told.
Please. You did tell, though. Finish it. Tell the whole truth. It was all just a trick, was it, that your brother and Sam cooked up to queer Dick with me?
Well, come on, Barbara. Give. Tell her. Tell Laura. You might as well. It's out now anyway.
Yes, it's true. It was just a trick, that's all. I never knew Dick Cole. Bill will be so mad at me for spilling the beans, but I can't help it. This creature... Well, she's wearing a wig. It's slipping. I'm going to snatch it off.
Oh, it's...
It's It's a boy.
Oh, shh. Here come the other boys now.
Oh, boy. Oh, I guess I'd better be beating it. So long.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. What a night.
Hiya, Laura. Oh, you look swell tonight.
Thank you, Sam. Thank you so much. Tell me, where's Dick?
Cole?
Uh-huh.
Oh, what do you care about him? I guess he's around somewhere.
Dick? Oh, Dick.
Yes? Yes, Laura. Here I am.
The first dance, remember? You see, I'm running after Dick Cole.
You... Well, gee, Laura, you never told
Laura,
me...
Laura, I don't get it. You're my date tonight. You broke your date with Cole.
Well, Sam, let's just say I'm mending it again, then.
Oh, Laura.
Too bad, isn't it, Sam? You haven't any date at all.
But you're the only girl...
I tell you what, Sam. There's a date for you back in the hall there somewhere.
What? Oh. Oh, I get it. A date that's, wearing a wig?
That's right. A very athletic date. And one that goes by the name of Mary Blaine.
Boys and girls, Dick Cole will be back with you in just a moment. But first, here's a special message for all of you. Now, Dick Cole fans, be sure to same station for another exciting half hour with Dick Cole at Far Military Academy. Yes, plan to meet Dick Cole every week on the air and enjoy his thrilling radio adventures as you've enjoyed him and his life at Far in those two favorite comic magazines, Blue Bolt and Foremost Comics. That's right.
Oh, but pardon me.
Oh, I'm sorry, Dick. I almost forgot. Here he is, fellas and girls.
Hiya, folks. Just to remind you, I'll be with you again at this same time next week. Don't forget, it's a date.
You're listening to The Glowing Dial with your hosts, Big John and Steve, online exclusively at glowingdial.com.
And we are back, folks. Hope you enjoyed that episode of Dick Cole.